Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Four men now under arrest in connection with the murder of a security guard at an illegal casino in the Hollywood Hills last week. Pete Demetrio reports.
Video from inside the rooftop club on Coenga Boulevard showed a man in his 40s distracting security guard Anthony Rivas before two gunmen came in and shot him to death during an attempted robbery. Valley Homicide Bureau Detective Gabe Bucknell said video showing the getaway car was shown to gang detectives who tied the car to a man named Matthew Riley, and a check in his apartment turned up more video evidence.
He's leaving his house with the old man that comes in the casino to distract the security guard, and it turns out they're related, they're family.
Riley's phone records leads to yet another suspect.
I see a call on his phone records to another 18th Street gang member just before the murder. He's on parole for robbery with a gun, and his name is Rudy Madrid.
A search of apartments in Glendora, Oxnard, and L.A. turn up clothes and the guns used in the robbery, and leads to another gang associate known as a dealer in illegal casinos. It's believed he was setting up those casinos for robberies. All four men are now charged with murder, and the investigation is continuing. In Van Nuys, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A nightclub in West Hollywood gets the okay to stay open all the way to 4 in the morning. Natalie Tavidian reports there are some restrictions.
The party can keep going, but no serving alcohol after 2 a.m. And the permit comes with rules, like a lot of added security measures. A security guard, the mandated use of a metal hand detector, closing up the patio at 2 a.m. to minimize noise. Here's what some have to say about it.
I mean, I feel like things are happening in WeHo that's going on past the bars closed anyway. This at least structures it and allows that money to come back in the community and allows these businesses just to thrive when they can.
That they should not do it. While I myself like to go out to nightlife, I like to party, I like to go to bars and clubs and whatnot, my opinion is after 2 a.m., pretty much the night is done.
The business, Heart WeHo, opened its doors here on Santa Monica Boulevard in January of last year. This permit allows them to operate the extended hours of 2 to 4 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. In West Hollywood, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The L.A. County DA's office has filed rape charges against a former USC football player. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Joshua Jackson Jr. sexually assaulted two women. One of them, a USC student at her apartment back in 2020, and the other, a UCLA student at his apartment last March. Investigators are asking any other possible victims to contact the LAPD.
LA County Sheriff's detectives are looking for some help from the public to find four men who allegedly burglarized units of a storage facility in Westlake Village. Suspects got a gate code through what they call fraudulent means at the StoreQuest self-storage on Corsa Avenue. They were captured on security video as May 16th, leaving the facility with property stolen from other units. No word on what was taken. One of the vehicles was a 2015 white Maserati with California plates starting with 9FG. So you can see images of the suspects, maybe help the police track them down. KNXnews.com.
Driverless rideshare cars run by AI already on the streets of Santa Monica. It's part of a testing program for the company Waymo. Our Emily Valdez went for a ride in one along with a company rep.
The steering wheel is turning itself completely. We're in the back seat. There's nobody in the front of this thing. I know it's normal for you because you work for Waymo.
Even though I've gone in hundreds of these rides, it's still so exciting to get in a car and see it show up without anyone in the driver's seat.
Pulling out of the parking lot, and here comes a car. It stops, which is good. That makes me feel safe. I don't feel uncomfortable, which is weird.
It feels very akin to another riding experience when you get in the car with someone else. And then the car will demonstrate what it sees around it. For example, it's visualizing other vehicles as rectangles. We'll see pedestrians as circles. And when we come across them, cyclists will be in oblongs or ovals.
So when are people going to be able to actually call these?
I have no timelines to share right now, but we're ramping up our testing and operations across Los Angeles, which is exciting.
That's the end of the road, reporting from the back of a Waymo driverless vehicle in Santa Monica. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A 40-year battle is finally over, clearing the way for a new public path to Escondido Beach in Malibu. For decades, there's only been one way to get to the stretch of beach between Jeffrey's Restaurant and Paradise Cove. Officials say homeowners along PCH had installed some fences and landscaping. They'd put dumpsters obstructing what was supposed to be a public easement. But today, the California Coastal Commission approved an agreement with two homeowners that's going to restore that access point. One commissioner says it's huge to be settling the case without having to go to court.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.